Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here comes the rush. He is going deep, and it is caught. And in for a touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they want. Give them some more DJ.
Oh, it was down the right sideline, and Wentz put it up, and D-Jack cracked it into his hand.
Man, freaking Redskins screw up and blow a 17-point lead. That big of a lead against Filthy, the Eagles come back and beat the Redskins. Carson Wentz started finding DeSean Jackson, and that was the call on Eagles radio. Mickey Spagnuolo at 9:20. Let's do winners and losers around the rest of the NFL. You know how obsessed we are with it. 877-881-1053 on Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy. 877-881-1053. 17-0 lead. They blow it. And here is Adrian Peterson deactivated for the game. Jay Gruden not having any of it. But I'm not even going to put the Redskins or the Eagles in a winner-loser category. I'm going to put the Filthy fans. Yeah. Because yesterday they jumped. They fought a member of their city's basketball team. Mike Scott plays for the 76ers. He's a Redskins fan.
Former pitcher for the Astros as well.
So he wore a Redskins jersey. And Eagles fans fought him in the parking lot.
This is insane. This is the insane thing that sometimes the fans will find themselves doing. It doesn't matter. Not every single player that plays for a local sports team has to root for or be a fan of the local sports team. Yes, it's a bit of a troll move on Mike Scott's part.
Yes.
Okay? Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, Mike Scott should have prepared for being heckled. He should not have prepared for being fought.
Yeah.
Okay? Period. Like, yeah, it doesn't – Dak Prescott does not have to be a fan of the Texas Rangers.
Right.
It'd be cool if he was.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to be. If he grew up an Atlanta Braves fan, dude, fine.
Jeez.
You know, that's great. This is insane.
A piece is a garbage. And here's the difference. A Cowboy fan would probably view a story like that in Arlington and be like, that's embarrassing. But Philly fans put this on their scoreboard. They're like, yeah. That's one for us. It's a sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Like they beat their chest over it, along with trying to beat up their own basketball players from their city for wearing an opposing jersey. Winners, losers, Filthy fans, as always. Probably the biggest loser of the day, though, in Cleveland.
Baker Mayfield back in with 3:11 to play. Throws, intercepted. Intercepted by Butler. 30, 20, 10, 5. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown! Titans
radio with the call. Roy, turn on your microphone here in a second. Baker Mayfield, who said the Titans DB should be scared. 3 interceptions. He was sacked 5 times. The Browns committed 18 penalties for 182 yards. Their left tackle, Greg Robinson, is Greg Robinson like the Greg Robinson from the Rams, the bust? That can't be him.
Yep.
They have him starting at left tackle?
I believe so.
Well, they actually have him now because he was released and then brought back and then back there.
Second overall pick in the 2014 draft.
Wow. He's starting for them at left tackle. He's supposed to be a big time. He was a big time bust. 18 penalties. Greg Robinson ejected. The Browns are 1-19-1. In openers since 1999, and Odell Beckham was wearing a watch.
Yeah, $250,000?
$250,000 watch. Whoa, $250,000?
And that's what it said on the internet.
Well, the internet's not right. That is a Rashard Mill RM1103 McLaren flyback. That is $350,000 watch, or as I just looked up, a watch that is $100,000 more than what Jordan Chun will make this year.
What?
Was that a coordinated thing, by the way? Because Rafael Nadal was also wearing a watch that was one of the 50 that were made amongst that same collection during the U.S. Open yesterday.
No idea. But someone tweeted us and said, does Roy get bragging rights for his Titans, his favorite AFC team? And I wrote back, well, he's going to have to choose. He's going to have to pick to brag about the Titans or apologize and admit maybe being wrong about his beloved Browns.
Oh, can it be both? I got them both in the playoffs.
Yeah, baby.
I got them both. These are two playoff teams that just matched up in the first week of the season, all that happened is the better one won. That, you know, there's nothing between that.
I don't think you can choose both 43-13.
Well, let me say
43
this.
43-40, you might have.
Okay, so 43-13 looks terrible, but 21 unanswered comes in the fourth quarter. It was 22-13 at one point there. After the third quarter, like, it was very close, and then Baker Mayfield threw three fourth-quarter interceptions. The 18 penalties for 182 yards absolutely killed the Browns in this one. They had 244 yards passing, so they eliminated almost all of that. With 180 penalty yards. They also gave up five sacks, as you mentioned. The Titans, really, just defensively, that's where they deserve a lot of credit. You want to know a player that no one's going to talk about after this week? Cameron Wake, who they added from the Dolphins in the offseason. Two sacks in his debut.
Two and a half sacks.
Really nice player for them to be adding.
Odell Beckham, 7-for-71. So the all-star Browns get crushed. Winners, losers around the league.
The losers to me, obviously, the Browns are a huge loser, but the biggest winner, it's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson gets a trump card for a week over everybody who said he can't do it. I mean, he just does. And I'm in that camp.
We all said he can't throw.
Yeah, I'm in that camp. He's just a bad thrower. I still think he is. But after 1 week, holy cow, what he did, I know it's Miami. Doesn't matter. They're still getting paid. Oh, they're getting paid. I know.
It matters a little
bit. It matters a little bit. But
yeah, it matters. Judge the individual throws.
Yeah.
And he dropped some dimes in just like Dak did. Like, to me, that's the poll question of which performance you buy into more if you had to pick one between Dak and Lamar.
Yeah, that's it. That's a big question. But Lamar is definitely a winner. I'll tell you who a loser might be. Another one. It's a threefold. Rodgers.
And by the way, the Miami fallout, before we leave that, Mike Florio reporting, multiple Miami players called their agent to say, get me out of here. I wonder if we could pick off the scrap heap there because they believe that the Dolphins aren't.
Oh, God.
There's no one left.
What?
Are we going more Robert Quinn segments here?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Well, he was a nice ad.
Yeah, let's go. They're having a yard sale.
But who are we going to get? Who's over there? Who's worth going after?
Yeah, we'll have to research that.
The three R's. We already know one died on the field. That was Aaron. Ben and Matt, Ryan and Roethlisberger, we may have seen every single one of those three quarterbacks get old real quick.
All right, that's week one overreaction.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing here. We're doing week one overreaction.
No, we're doing winners and losers.
That's a loser.
We're not doing overreactions.
Roethlisberger and Ryan were atrocious.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that, those three, have coaches that were not prepared. Did not prepare their teams to play. The teams
Matt
themselves.
Matt Ryan and Roethlisberger should be able to do it themselves. Matt Ryan almost killed me in fantasy.
Yeah, awful game.
Got some garbage TDs there towards the end. But, yeah, Ryan and Roethlisberger, the source of our epic battle, pretty much a stalemate. And Ben was even worse.
Ben was worse. Matt was no better, barely better, if he was better at all. But, you know, that was really, really tough to watch. Both of those games from that quarterback play was tough to watch.
Well, that same game, how about the winners, the Minnesota Vikings? Dalvin Cook, 21 carries for 111 yards, two TDs. Kirk Cousins goes 8-for-10 for 98 yards passing. They attempted 10 throws to 38 rushing attempts. And guess what? That played out very well for the Minnesota Vikings. They roll over the Falcons 28-12. A loser for me, though? How about Christian McCaffrey usage? Okay. You'd look
and 209 yards.
Yeah, and you'd say, oh, that's great news for the Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, again, totaling 200 yards, 128 yards rushing on 19 carries, 10 passes for 81 yards. How could that be bad for them? Well, the Panthers are 3-6 when Christian McCaffrey has more than 20 touches and 0-10 when he catches at least 7 passes. Panthers lose to the Rams 30-27 on a failed attempted comeback.
The Lions and Jets are humongous losers. Games that they should have won, especially Detroit. Detroit was up 16 in the fourth. Like, the Bills had four first half turnovers against the Jets. But that game, you know, was still, you know, it wasn't that in the fourth quarter. This was an Arizona comeback with Kingsbury and Kyler's debut. My gosh, seeing Larry Fitzgerald is a thing of beauty.
I know.
Still make plays like that. But Matt Patricia, they want him out. Even though Matt Stafford played really well, the Lions blew that game to end up in a freaking tie, and the Jets blew their Bills lead.
Did you see how it happened?
With which game?
With the Lions game where they called a timeout.
They called a timeout.
Third and four, they convert.
First down would have ended it.
They get a first down, it would end the game. I mean, for the most part. And right before the snap, one of their coaches called a timeout.
I'm like, sorry, the Cardinals were down 24-6 in the fourth.
Yeah, it was 18.
Yeah, they were down 18. The Bills were down 16-0.
Yes, the Bills were getting worked. They were getting shut out. I mean, the Redskins were shutting the Eagles out. It was 17-0.
Another loser, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, Melvin Gordon.
Hand off to Eckler. Up the field. Eckler into the end zone. Touchdown! Chargers win! Chargers win! Have a day, Austin Eckler. His third touchdown of the afternoon.
Have fun, Melvin. We'll see you in 2020 as Melvin Gordon's holdout could apparently last into November. Those are the reports. Austin Eckler, 12 for 58 and a touchdown on the ground. And then 6 for 96 with two touchdowns receiving. Justin Jackson had 6 for 57 running, an average of 9.5. They ran for 125 yards. Melvin Gordon, you can go ahead and continue to be unreasonable.
Yeah,
Big loser.
I think they really enjoyed the return of tight end Hunter Henry in this one as well. Henry caught 4 balls for 60 yards in the game. Eckler, as you mentioned, the 3 touchdowns. One, including the game winner there in overtime. Very impressive performance. My only loser of the weekend, despite the fact that they won, the Seattle Seahawks scraping by against the Cincinnati Bengals 21-20.
We needed that. I'm an early scoreboard comparer where I'm like, come on, Cincy. I need this. We need this for the Cowboys forward.
No, sir. Had picked them in the Survivor League for week one, so was sweating that out. Russell Wilson, 14-20, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns. Didn't target Tyler Lockett in any of the first 3 quarters. He wound up, though, catching the eventual game winner. 1 catch, 44 yards to win it. Seattle winners on the week, but losers overall.
And the Patriots are humongous winners. They got Antonio Brown at half the price and didn't have to give up a pick.
Yep.
They got him for half the price, 1-year deal. And Antonio Brown is going to join what we saw last night. Are you kidding me now?
Look, they find value where value has been lost. And they are.
This is Randy Moss 2.0.
They're the best run organization in sports for a reason, and they have been for 20 years. They find value where nobody else thinks there is any.
Yeah, someone needs to contact Olivia Benson. Someone needs to investigate this.
That's a good Law and Order reference.
Thank you.
But when everyone else is running scared from them, they're like, "We'll take him. Yeah, we'll take Antonio. We'll take bad guys at low prices. We're good."
Another loser. Sorry, Troy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another loser. And this, I'm losing the Dak fight right now.
Uh-oh.
So I got to hold on to this one as much as possible. Jameis Winston. He's not good. He's not going to be good in the immediate future. 1 touchdown, 3 picks. Tampa Bay loses to San Fran 31-17. And Garoppolo was nothing special.
No.
He threw for $166, had a pick 6. Himself. You got one, Troy?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out there, since you mentioned the Sunshine State of Florida, I'll go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars lose not only to the Kansas City Chiefs, 40-26. They lose their quarterback in Nick Foles, breaks his clavicle. They now have, what's his name, RJ?
Gardner Minshew.
Yes, the guy who, in case you love 11 o'clock West Coast college football games, you don't know who the heck he is. And then what about Miles Jack? Miles Jack throws a punch on the field and then has to be pulled off the field like a 6-year-old leaving a Toys R Us.
He could not be controlled.
No. That was so embarrassing.
It really was.
Psycho. That team, I mean, Miles, I don't think has that reputation, but watching Jalen Ramsey get beat yesterday, that entertained me a great degree, because that never happens. And Jalen and Baker, I don't see too many quotes from them today.
I haven't heard anything.
I don't hear too much.
No, you don't hear too much. And speaking of Florida one more time, Brett McMurphy, fantastic college football insider. Tampa and Miami area NFL teams, Bucks and Dolphins, plus college teams, South Florida, University of Miami, Florida International, FAU, off to a combined 0-10 start.
Oh, wow. Oh, we didn't talk about the Rams.
What about them?
It's a good road win start the year. I mean, it really is. If Todd Gurley is healthy all year.
Which probably not going to be.
Probably not going to be, but if he is healthy, that we agree that is the team to beat.
He had 14 for 97, 6.9 a carry. They ran as a team for $166 against the Panthers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.